prepared by his divine grace back to the national Srila Prabhupada ki. The panoramic beauty of nature. No. The panoramic beauty of nature, which strikes one with wonder, may be taken as a perverted reflections of the transcendent body of the Lord. One who is therefore attracted to the beauty of the Lord is no longer attracted by the beauty of material nature, although he does not minimize its beauty. In Bhagavad Gita 2.59, it is described that one who is attracted by Param, the Supreme, is no longer attracted by anything inferior. Om Jnana Temirandasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kantarada Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripi Vancha Kalpa Darubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayvacha Paritana Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So first I would like to express my heartfelt joy, happiness for being here at Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Mandir. And begging for your mercy to be able to also speak on this topic here today. I said already, beautiful Radha Gokulananda. They're also mocking, right? These the wonders of England, right? The wonders of UK or London, right? Because he has explained how, in fact, Brahmaji, after his meditation, after 100 years, his 100 years, right? Now he's having darshan. He's describing the darshan that he's having in his heart. Beautiful description. Some comparison. And the beauty is also mocking the beauty of this world. So, first of all, the first verse is about what he saw, that in the water, the gigantic lotus-like bedstead, the Lord is on the body of Sesanaga. Lord is lying alone. That is Sesanaga, which is illuminated, bedecking the hoods of Sesanaga, and that illumination dissipated all darkness of those regions. The effulgence of the Lord always dissipate darkness. Many places we find one day Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito, right? Chitra Nandos Puspavanto explained that how Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this Kali Yuga to dissipate the darkness of ignorance. Many places we find this. Evam nukam partam jam agyana jamtamaha nasayami atma bhavastu jnana dipena bhashvata. To show special mercy, I, in the heart of my devotees, destroy ignorance with the torchlight of, with the lamps of knowledge. Right, shining lamps of knowledge. So this is Balaramji, right? Balaram is, Sesanaga is an expansion of Balaram, and Balaram is Sevak Bhagavan. Krishna is Savior Bhagavan, Balaramji is Sevak Bhagavan. He's serving, he's always serving. He's also Adiguru. Somebody asked me a question the other day. Where is Balaram instructing? Where is he acting as guru? Where? We say he's Adiguru, right? Where is he acting as guru, as Adiguru? We know he does his pastime. Okay, he's guru of Duryodhan, but that cannot be the answer. Yeah. Of course, because Balaramji is teaching us how to serve the Lord. And he's always serving all direction. All the paraphernalia of the Lord is Balaram expansion. His instrument, his flute, his bedding, his mukut. The whole expansion of Balaram. So Balaramji is teaching us how to serve the Lord. So who can teach us better than Gurudev? No one. In that sense, Balaramji is serving. There is one explanation of the bird. Hummingbirds associate with the clouds, you know, Ghana, associate with Ghana and drink the nectar of the water from the sky. But Balaram also is associating with Krishna, not with Ghana, but with Ghanashyam. You know, he's associating with the blackest cloud. As mukut, as shoes, as bedding, is serving the Lord. And then the next point is, the luster of the transcendental body of the Lord mocked the beauty of the coral mountain. Coral mountain. Anybody has seen coral mountain? We can explain about, you came to Mauritius, right? We went to the coral. You know, in our country, because it's a tourist destination, there is a coral reef, right, around the ocean. Coral reef, it breaks the waves, and the shore, the seashore, become very smooth. People can swim. Otherwise, the shark also will come. You can't swim, right? If the shark comes to the shore, you can't swim. So nature is like arranged like that. There is a coral reef that stops the waves to come to the seashore. And then there's lagoon. We have a lagoon there also. That way we do the boat festival. And the lagoon is very large. Boat festival in the ocean. That's unique. Not in the sea, not in the river. It's in the ocean because it's very calm. So there is beautiful coral also there. And we went, right? How do you call that? The mask? The mask, right? Google, we said, right? Huh? Google, something like that. Snorkel. Yes, snorkeling. And we saw very beautiful corals. And the corals like rose flower, some places like lotus flowers, some places like lettuce salad, you know, a bit like this, beautiful all over. You can have a very beautiful scene when you go there and see. Many tourists come, millions, thousands and thousands, millions of tourists come, just pay lots of money to come and to go and see. You can ask Jai Krishna Prabhu. He just came and he did a very beautiful drama in Mauritius. Three dramas. Hari Bol. One about Ramchandra, Krishna and me and mine, right? Mine. So, yes, it's very beautiful. But the corals there, it's not like the rainbow. The rainbow, it is, you can say the rainbow is systematic. Oh, the shape is beautiful, nicely arranged. But corals, they are a bit kind of haphazard, right? Haphazard. But still it is beautiful to look. Even though it is haphazard, but it is still beautiful to look at, bit of the colorful. The corals. But here speaks of the mountain. The Lord mocked the beauty of the coral mountain. That exists. Have you seen coral mountain? He's saying here, coral mountain. I don't think that exists, right? Here, Brahmaji is describing something before the creation. Creation did not take place yet. Somebody might ask a question. Brahmaji is giving a comparison of the Lord's body mocking the coral mountain. But the coral mountain didn't appear yet because creation did not start yet. Right? Now just Brahmaji is doing meditation and seeing the Lord. He was trying to find out, going into the stem. He could not find anyone. Then he came back, he did meditation. So after the meditation, 100 years, and now he's having darshan of the Lord. And he's comparing the Lord to the coral mountain. Coral mountain did not exist yet. Because creation did not exist. Did not take place yet. Right? But of course, it's Brahmaji. Brahmaji is nowhere. He knows. Lord revealed to him everything. Right? The knowledge, everything. That's why it's described, it's comparing. It's saying here, Preksham Shipantam. Preksham means like panoramic view, describing a panoramic view. Shipantam, deriding. Deriding is actually the word mocking, right? He's using here. So that may be beautiful. And this example given by Brahma, the panoramic view of the mountain, supposed to be the best. Right? Because this is why Brahmaji is describing. It's supposed to be the best one. But what's happening? The body of the Lord is mocking that. Mocked. You know? So, and not only that, it goes further. Haritapalagdre. Right? The mountain. Mocking the beauty of the coral mountain. And it goes further. The coral mountain is very beautifully dressed by the evening sky. When the evening comes, the coral is beautiful in the ocean. But when the evening time comes, there is kind of shadow of the sun side, right? Covering the corals. And it became much more beautiful to look at, you know? As if like the corals are dressed, you know, with that beauty of the evening time, the shadow. It looks like dress. And what happened here? The yellow dhoti of the Lord is mocking that beauty also, deriding that coral in the evening time when you see it so beautiful. I can tell a little bit because we have lots of corals. Our ocean is full of, is an ocean everywhere, beautifully. You know, so this is the Lord's dhoti, the yellow dhoti. His yellow dhoti is mocking that also, that coral. So not only that, it goes further. It said, there is gold on the summit of the mountain. There is gold on the summit of the mountain. There are many wonders, right? Seven wonders in the world, right? Do you have one in England? I heard you have one in Italy, a Colosseum, right? It's a big wall. And what else? India, Taj Mahal, yeah? What else? Scottish? Stonehenge. Where? In England. Is it wonders of seven wonders? No, I think there's one in Italy, one in, I don't remember, one in Peru. Brazil also, there is one. Egypt? Maybe that. pyramid, yeah. Taj Mahal. But the beauty of the Lord's body mocking all these seven wonders. That's what it's explained here. First time I came, many times when I traveled for the first time to some countries, in the beginning, I used to go and visit the wonders, you know. I went to Taj Mahal. In Italy, I wanted to see that Colosseum wall. One time, Prabhupada went there. And they were telling Prabhupada, look at this Colosseum. And Prabhupada looked at it. This is nothing. Right? I mean, it's for pure devotee. What is it? It's nothing, right? This is what's happening. Yeah. The Lord's body is... Oh, yeah. When I came for the first time in UK also, I went to London, seeing the London Bridge. And what is... No, London Eyes. Right? So, but here it is Brahma's eyes. From the viewpoint of Brahma's eyes, not London eyes. But from the viewpoint of Brahma's eyes, is Brahmaji is describing. Yeah, this panoramic scene. Panoramic scene is Brahmaji describing with his eye. Right? Brahma's eyes, not London eyes. London eyes, nothing. In front of the Lord's body. I went to many places, I think to London and then, well, London Bridge. Madame Trousseau, something? What's it called? Trousseau. Not Trousseau, not Trudeau. Trousseau. I mean, we went there also, take photos. Selfish. No, selfie. But here, the Lord's body is mocking all this. And it is explaining here that the goal on the summit of the mountain of but the Lord's helmet, bedecked with jewel, mocked it. Another point, third point here. The on the summit of that mountain is beauty, right? Like golden beauty. But the Lord's helmet, this is a description of Brahmaji, is mocking, deriding his helmet, mukut, right? Lord is having his mukut, is deriding, is mocking, is this is tucha, insignificant, right? And the fifth one, description, beautiful. He's saying the mountain's waterfall. Right? The mountain, waterfall, the herbs, etc. With a panorama of flowers. Right? Seem like garlands, but the Lord's gigantic body and his hand and legs decorated with jewel pearls, tulsi leaves and flower garlands mocked the scene on the mountain. When you go sometime in the mountain, you'll find waterfall, right? Like this coming down, like garland. And the herbs, right? Looks like garland. One time we went to, was in Canada. And then Bhakti Maharaj, he took me to the waterfall. What's it called? Niagara Falls. Yeah, he took me. He said he's going to arrange to take me there. And then last moment he said, no, I will also come. Right? And he came with me to see the Niagara. That's natural also. Sometimes, you know, when new devotees come, you also want to bring him to some wonder, some beautiful place, right, in your country, right? Everybody likes their country, right? So Maharaj wanted to take me to this Niagara Falls, so he took me there. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki. So we went to the Niagara Falls. It's beautiful, definitely. You know? And hundreds and thousands of people, they go in there, down there. The boat, And that border, many, many people there, and they're wearing some kind of jackets, right? Plastic one. Just to get the sensation of the waterfall. You know, water is falling. And they want to get some water. And so enjoyment, yes. It's beautiful. The waterfall is beautiful, definitely. But what is being explained here, the mountain waterfall herbs with panorama of flowers seem like garlands, gigantic body. But the Lord's garland mocked the scene on the mountain. it's nothing. Hare Krishna. This is insignificant, nothing. Right? The coral in Mauritius? Get away from here. the panoramic scene, the bird eye view or the, what do you call it? London eyes? Ah, this is nothing. You know? Madame Tussauds? Oh. Yeah, this is a scene because I'm telling that when I used to come in the beginning, I used to go for the first time only. I visited the country, I would go to the places, beautiful places, and visit. Like in India, what's it called? Taj Mahal. But then later on, no. I know, the beauty of the deity, the Lord's beauty, mocking all this panoramic view. One time Gopal Krishna Maharaj came to Mauritius. We asked for the first time, we said, Maharaj, would you like to go to the seaside? Have a walk? No, because, you know, it is said in the purport, what is said in the purport here. One who is therefore attracted by the beauty of the Lord is no longer attracted by the beauty of the material nature. That's purport Prabhupada is saying. One is attracted by the beauty, it's so beautiful. Radha Gokulananda, right? Extremely beautiful. One devotee one time was telling Prabhupada, they went on a program and they were coming back. Hare Krishna. And there was beautiful scenery on the way. And Srila Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada about Krishna. No, he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, look at this beautiful scene here. Panoramic. You know, the panorama, they say. You know this word panorama? Come from this word. Root word of this. Hare Krishna. Pan is the English word. Ahoramic is, I think it's a Greek word. Yeah, I'll have to find out. Look at this beautiful scenery here. And he was thinking Prabhupada will be impressed. And Prabhupada said, okay, if that scene is so beautiful, what to speak of the creator of that scene? How much more beautiful it should be. And that is Krishna. That is Sishi Radha. He was thinking Prabhupada would be impressed by the beauty of nature. Prabhupada said, what to speak of the truth of the truth? How much more beautiful? Yes. And thinking that Prabhupada would be attracted, fascinating. Prabhupada would be fascinated by this. But Prabhupada is saying, if that is beautiful, what to speak of the creator? So this material nature is actually giving us some hints about, he has mentioned the perverted in the purport. is perverted reflection, right? With wonder may be taken as a perverted reflection of the transcendental body of the Lord. Is a perverted reflection. We cannot deny it, definitely. Because it's there, beauty is there. We can't deny it. We are not impersonalists. Impersonalists, what are they saying? Brahman Satya, Jagat, Mithya. This is Mithya, this is false. But we don't say it is false. We say it is temporary, definitely. But that temporary nature, the beauty of this temporary nature, is a reflection of the reality. It's a reflection of the spiritual world. But we love to go and see, definitely, the scene, beautiful panoramic scene. But that should remind us of the beauty of the Lord. This is Brahmaji describing here. Right? So we are not impersonalists, we cannot deny it, we can't say it is false, but beauty is temporary. Yes? It's very, very attractive. Another time when Prabhupada came for the first time to Mauritius also. I was invited by the Prime Minister. I think the first country in the world Prabhupada was invited by the government. One of the parliament member met Prabhupada and the government invited Prabhupada to Mauritius. When Prabhupada came to Mauritius, and this parliament man, he was asking Swami Prabhupada ji a few questions, and then he asked Prabhupada, "How do you like Mauritius?" Because Mauritius has beautiful scenery, right? You know. How do you like it? He was expecting an answer like that. Oh, Mauritius is beautiful. It's like this. You know, I liked it because of the beauty of the scenery of the ocean. What Prabhupada said. Me, I go everywhere, anywhere. And my business is to spread Krishna consciousness. That's it. You know. He was expecting, like Prabhupada would say, fascinated by beauty, you know. But Prabhupada said, me, when I go, just... I want to just go and spread the message of the Lord, spreading Krishna consciousness, you know. So it is insignificant. This is why the word has been used here. Mocking. Mocking means what? Diminishing, right? The beauty, right? You know, when you were small, what's the facial expression of mocking? Laughing. Or like this? Laughing. Right? Jai Krishna can do it. He's a drama person, right? Yes. Yeah. The facial expression when somebody's mocking, right? Like laughing and the eyes and the face. It's different, right? Looking, this mocking. Look at this. This is mocking. So that's what is happening here. Brahmaji is saying, right? All these things that he's describing mock the beauty of this material nature. Right? Insignificant. It's nothing. Right? And this is why at the end, in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 10, if you read chapter 10, in fact chapter 9 describes how the Lord is inside everything and how the Lord is outside of everything. Some verses describe like that. Lord is inside everything and also outside of everything simultaneously. It looks contradictory, but it's not contradictory. It explains how Lord is outside everything and Lord is inside of everything. But chapter 10, Vibhuti Yoga, speaks about how you can see Lord in everything. You know, of mountain, I am Himalaya. Of the fish, I'm the shark. Of this, I'm that, right? How you can see everything in it, how you can see Krishna in everything. And chapter 11, how you can see everything in Krishna, the universal form. right? Beautiful. How you can see chapter 9, Krishna is out and inside. Chapter 10, how you can see Krishna in everything. And chapter 11, how you can see everything in Krishna, the universal form. And this is why at the end, chapter 10, Krishna is telling Arjuna, because Arjuna wanted to know the opulences of the Lord. Describe me. I want to see your opulences. And what is Krishna saying? Krishna is saying, at the end, what need is there, Arjuna? What need is there for all this detailed knowledge? With a fragment of myself, fragment said, yeah. With the fragment of myself, I pervade and support the whole universe. What need is there, Arjuna? Arjuna is thinking, he's asking a big thing. Show me your opulences. And Krishna is saying, what need is there for all this detailed knowledge, Arjuna? With a fragment of myself, I pervade and support the whole universe. What is that fragment? Param? Paramatma. For Krishna, is Paramatma is insignificant. It is fragment. For us, Paramatma is big. Right? But for Krishna himself? And at the end here, Prabhupada is using the verse here, 2.59. What's that verse? 2.59. Now, what's the first line? Visaya vinavartante diharasha dehinam rasavarjam rasopyaso parandrisva nivartate. To give up the lower taste, you have to have higher taste. Param drisva. But where is the param drisva in this world? There's no param drisva. It's so low class. There's no param drisva in this world. But you have to have param drisva, a higher taste, to give up the lower taste. But that's a param drisva. The description that is Brahmaji is giving. Right? That is coming from the spiritual world. The description of God. Beautiful description of the Lord. Parandrisva nivartate. One can only give up lower taste by having the higher taste. This is Parandrisva nivartate. The beauty of the Lord. So Brahma is describing, and Brahmaji describing before the is comparing to the creation of material nature, but material nature is not there yet. Right? He hasn't started creation, but he's still comparing. But Brahma, he knows everything. It has been revealed, his knowledge has been revealed. So it's beautiful, beautiful verse here. And Hare Krishna. I would like to stop here if anybody has some question. I've been asked to stop at 8:30. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Any question or any comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question would be simple, just that how can we rise the attraction for Krishna, because I do still have so many attractions except Krishna. So.
Well, Krishna's name is all attractive himself. Right? Or do we have attraction? So, when Kuti Mata is describing, she's describing paying obeisances to the Lord, right? She starts paying obeisances. When we come to the deity also, we should be become attracted. Meditation. How do we meditate upon the Lord? With first the feet, right? Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaha Pankaja Maline Nama Pankaja Pankajangraye, right? That's a verse, rest. Kunti Mata is, of course, when we have darshan, looking at the feet first, and the waist, and then the chest, and then the face, starting from the feet. So when we come here for darshan, we should not just be thinking, that's just stone, that's just murti. No, this is the Lord, it's all attractive. This is why thousands and millions of people come for Janmashtami, because he is all attractive. somebody, the Prime Minister may be attractive in England, right, for the English people, but he's not all attractive, but the Lord is attracted by the whole world, whole universe, right? So this is why when we come, we should see, you know, the detail. Even not the dress. Sometimes we say the dress is, Krishna is looking beautiful because of the dress, right? It is not that the dress is making Krishna beautiful. Krishna is making the dress look beautiful, right? Right. Krishna is making the dress beautiful. And also by serving, by chanting his name, we become attracted to the Lord. And knowing from the scripture, Krishna is achutam advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam. Advaitam, non-dual. Advaitam achutam. Achutam means one who will never fall. We're all going to fall down one day. The dogs, the house, the family, everyone's going to fall down. Krishna has never fall down. He's achuta. Anadim, no origin. Ananta rupam, unlimited form, is ever fresh. Right? So by serving, by chanting his name, by reading more about, by hearing more about him, we become attracted, right? If you hear about some hero, heroine, you become attracted to some hero, heroine by hearing. So by more hearing about Krishna, then we become attracted to Krishna. Because he's a real attraction. Okay? Any other question?
I've always wondered about the two names of Pankajanri and Jananivas. And Jananivas sort of represents the Lord in the heart. Pankajanri means the beautiful form of Krishna, which I always wondered about Pankajanri meant, you know. But now I know, you know, those two together with form Krishna. Yeah, so that's the twin pujaris at Mayapur. Pankajanri unfortunately has left his body, but Jananivas is still there in the heart. Okay.
Thank you. Maybe last question.
I'll just ask. So how shall we see natural beauty or any beauty? I mean, right now I see as a reflection of Lord, why not get impressed by it?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. This is what happened to when that devotee was telling Prabhupada, look at this beautiful scenery. And what Prabhupada responds? If that scene is so beautiful, what to speak of the Creator? It doesn't say that you should not look. Yes, we cannot close our eyes where there's beauty, the scenery, you know. That's not the way we work, right? We don't close our eyes. You have to see the scenery, beauty. But that should remind us of the beauty of the Lord. How much more beautiful he is.
Getting inspired.
Yeah. This is why Krishna is telling Arjuna, what is the use of all these detailed knowledge? One fragment of myself. It means that people are trying to search for the creation, knowing the detail, ignoring the Creator. That's what Arjuna wants them to do. Krishna is telling. People, you read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, many people, they want to know many things about yoga, neglecting the Supreme Lord. They want to know detail, but not the origin. Who's the origin? Lord. If you know the origin, then you will get to know everything. That's the point, right? This is the point of bhakti, to serve the Lord. People are serving everybody, except the Lord. So the main point is serving the Lord, seeing the Lord, attracted to the Lord. This is the original of everything, right? But of course, sometimes this Vibhuti Yoga is all about this, right? Chapter 10. Of this I am that, and this, you know, of mountain I'm Himalaya, of the fish I'm the shark. It gives you a superlative understanding how Krishna is so great in everything. Right? So this is understanding. Because some people would not understand Krishna as God. So Krishna's explanation in this Vibhuti Yoga, some people may understand God. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ke. Srila Prabhupada ke. Hridaye Gaur Premanande.